everybody. This is Danny Johnson. And we want to welcome you here January 9th. It's Monday. It's 7 p.m. California time, at least. That's where I'm calling from, Northern California. And we really want to welcome all of you that are brand new here on the call for the very first time. We know that somebody cared a lot about you to be able to introduce you to this call. Some of you are saying, no, I don't think that person cares about me at all. They care about themselves. Well, here's a reality check. For someone to reach out and offer a service that is for free, that is helpful and beneficial to tens of thousands of people from all over the world, and they handed this opportunity to you, they obviously had some kind of kindness in their heart to come out of their busy scheduling day to be able to introduce you to a website that is free. It has free training and equipping for you to be able to build your business, for you to be able to build your life, whether you want to improve your skills as a wife, as a mother, as a husband, as a provider, as a business owner, as an employee, as somebody who is an athlete, you name it, or somebody that is, comes from the entertainment field. We have every walk of life, doctors, lawyers, actors, actresses, singers, songwriters, movie producers, writers, as well as what I used to be, cocktail waitresses, bartenders, mechanics, things like that, that are on this call right now. It's a big, giant wealth of people that come together on the phone to be able to get some insider tips to be able to help their life improve for this week alone. And so for those of you that are very first time, welcome. And my name is Danny Johnson. And prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated 19-year-old female who grew up in an abusive, drug-addicted home. I heard my whole life I was fat and ugly, stupid, and couldn't do anything right, and I fully believed everything that I heard. After 2 months, I finally got the courage to get started. In my first 6 months, I was an absolute failure. Went to a training seminar that I couldn't afford and that I really felt there were better other things to do. Came out, made $4,000 in 8 short days, bringing 25 people into my business in that amount of time. Went on from there to making $51,000 in just a few months following that very first training seminar, because I kept going back every single month and bringing more people with me. And as they learned, my check grew. And then went off and got married to somebody who, after just a couple months, ran off with everything. Drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name, and completely homeless the month of December. That was December of 1990. Just finished 15 years, my anniversary, of no longer being a homeless, broke, depressed woman. And so after several weeks of being homeless, I finally got over myself, started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, made $2,000 in 10 hours, $6,500 in the next 30 hours, and the following month, my first full-time month, made over $10,000. By the end of my first year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I made my first million. And I've gone on to make 7 figures beyond that, raising my 5 children, working part-time from home, along with my husband, Hans, who has been my business partner all of these years. And Hans, by the way, was 18 years old when I got him in the industry as well. And so, long story short, God has blessed us tremendously, given us an opportunity to be entrepreneurs using a business model in our industry, in the home-based business industry, that is truly, unquestionably, one of the most powerful business models that are available today. Allows you to use other people's ideas, other people's training, other people's gifting, other people's hard work and effort as far as a company that takes care of all your shipping and receiving, or they take care of all the customer service stuff, or they take care of the payroll. We're able to contract in companies that do that kind of thing for us, which makes this a very powerful business model, and all we're in charge of is the marketing. And so the person who invited you on here, they have a vested interest, obviously, in you succeeding, and that's why they invited you on the call. Now, you can get this free training and equipping by going to Danny, D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com. Again, that's Danny, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com. And that, once you register as a free member, you'll come to a conference call vault, scroll down, and you have access to a tremendous amount of information, as well as some Christian calls that we've done, which are Christian-based training calls straight out of the Word of God to be able to equip you with your business. Now, tonight I've got a topic that is a reflection from Monday, from January 9th of 1990, which is, again, 1991, which is 15 years ago. And today, as I was praying about you guys and really thinking about, okay, what can I do to help these people ignite their business for Monday, January 9th? And I began to reflect about 15 years ago. Where was I January 9th when, after I just finished being homeless, January 5th moved into my apartment? And And then by January 9th, what was I doing? You know, where was I? What was my focus in my business? And I want to be able to pass that focus on to you because in that month of January, I wound up making $6,500, still working a full-time job as a cocktail waitress. And so you can use the things that I did then to be able to build your business now. All the same things apply. You can also use this in your job. You can use this in your marriage. You can use this in your parenting. You can use this in anything that you do, the information that I'm going to give you tonight. Also, first of all, just to make a quick announcement, we will be in Dallas, Texas, coming up this weekend, 14th and 15th of January in Dallas, Texas. Go to the website right now, and you'll be able to find the hotel, the location, the phone number of the hotel, all that kind of stuff. And you can also get yourself registered. It is a very low cost, $297. You're going to get at least a multiple six-figure income worth of information out of it, equipping out of it, skill development, tactical training, as well as strategy that is completely cutting edge for 2006. And so you're going to be able to get all that stuff out of it. If you've been on the fence wondering if you should go, go now, get yourself registered, get over it, quit buying your excuses, quit sitting in la-la land hoping that someday you're going to be able to figure this out by osmosis. You're not going to. You need the training just like a medical school student needs the training to become a doctor. You need the training to become a six-figure income earner in this industry as well. Why in the world people think for any bit of a second that they can make a six-figure income without getting the education blows my mind. A medical student would never even think a thought like that for them to generate their six-figure income. For someone in the medical field who's a doctor or a surgeon that wants to generate a six or a seven-figure income, they know they got to dedicate 10 years of their life in just education before they can even begin to start working at developing any kind of income. So anyway, this business is the same. No matter where you want to make six figures, you need to get training, equipping, skill development, and strategy in order to be able to do that. And so I'm excited. There's going to be around 600 of us in Dallas, Texas that are going to be fully equipped to do some mighty, mighty things for January. So here we go. Number one, you need to expose your business to a tremendous amount of people tomorrow. And some of you tonight, because it's still going to be early when you get off the phone with me. Those of you in Hawaii, those of you listening from Australia, those of you listening from Europe, you need to be working tonight after you get off this call and getting busy on all-out massive action of exposure to a tremendous amount of people. I know some of you are wondering, how many people, Danny? That's completely up to you how fast you want to grow and how much money you want to make. And so it's got to be all-out massive action. 15 years ago today, I was an all-out massive action. I got moved in my apartment, and I was on the phone like crazy. I was out there doing some advertising in the form of flyers on billboards, as well as putting flyers on cars, and networking amongst a lot of different people, following up with my existing customers that had just started on the product literally just days before, following up on them, making sure that they're using it right and that they're getting the kind of results that they want, and then continuing that rapport that I had built with them that many of you are going to be equipped to have to do this weekend at First Steps, and many of you can find some information, a little bit of information on our website about that. And so I got on the phone, and I just started following up with the men and women who had trusted me enough to be able to purchase that product from me just days after Christmas. And so building a rapport with them, just, you know, talking about how their son's soccer game went and, you know, what they've been up to, things like that, just really showing that I truly cared about them and really wanting to help them succeed. And I began to just, you know, as I'm forming them and finding out information about them, I obviously discovered a few things about a few of them and began to, I don't know, make a little log in the little 3x5 card that I had on all of my customers, all the information that I had on them. You know, this guy hates his job or this guy lost his job. And so then I would be contacting them later about an interview to work with what I was doing. And so it's all-out massive action. You've got to talk to fresh, new people every single day. Every single day you've got to be exposing your business or your product to people, and it has to be every single day. When you let days go by of not letting that happen, you are not in business. Did you hear me? You clearly are not in business. Unless, of course, you are running a sales force and you are, you know, you've got a nice residual income and you've cut your hours back to part-time hours or part-time days that you're working, you've got that luxury, and you're still actively recruiting, you've gotten your skill up to the point where it doesn't take you 40 hours a week to recruit a bunch of people anymore, but that it just takes you 10 hours a week to get the same job that used to take you 40 hours a week. And again, that's absolutely possible. I did that I've trained many other people to do that. The more skill development you get and apply what you get, oh, hello, your hours will be cut down. Why? Because you're far more efficient and effective with the time that you're spending. You're not having to call as many people to be able to sponsor somebody because your skill level is so much better than, let's say, where some of you are at right now. And so that, isn't that exciting, though? I mean, we've all learned and adapt to a new skill before. All of us have. And what's exciting about that is that you have that chance to do that in this business. And as your skill grows in this business, guess what? That's when seven figures are flowing in. That's when six figures are happening for you. Okay. So I know some of you are thinking right now, as I begin to talk about all-out massive action exposure, talking to lots of people every single day, there's about 80% of you right now, because there's 20% of you that are doing it, and 80% of you that are going, oh. That's what you're doing right now. In fact, some of you right now, the thoughts are, but who do I talk to? And where do I get the people? And how do I do it? And what do I say? And how many people am I supposed to talk to? And what methods do I use to expose my business? I mean, there's websites and there's conferences. I mean, I don't know which way. In fact, what kind of a company should I be in? I know that when I said all-out massive action and you got to talk to fresh new people every day, fresh meaning, that you're not following up with the same 12 leads that you haven't been able to get a hold of. No, that's not fresh. That is old. It's dead. Dead people don't eat. Dead people don't have any needs. Okay? No, you're talking fresh new leads, fresh new people, not leaving the 12th message for the one guy in Kansas, okay? No, it is fresh new people. And I know when I said that, and it breaks my heart, that 80% of you have these thoughts in your head. Who do I talk to? Where do I get the people? How do I do it? What do I say? How many people do I have to talk to? What message do I use? I know that. And as long as you are off the fence and you are wholehearted in your commitment to your business, the answers I have for you will work. But if you are in that place where it is an option to quit if it doesn't work out for you in the next 90 days, or if you're not sure if it's going to work and you're not sure that it's going to work for other people that you're talking to, and if you're not sure that you can do it, or if anyone that you talk to can do it, nothing I say to you will work until you get your thinking straight. Your life will not change until your mind does. That's the bottom line. Your life will not change until your mind does. Before I can answer these questions, you have to make a decision to make your business work for you. You see, exactly 2 weeks prior to this day, and I'm talking about 15 years ago, December 26th of 1990, I had come to a decision, and that decision was enough is enough, no more, I'm finished, period, end of story, I cannot be this way any longer. No more excuses, no more hanging out with losers, no more doing drugs, no more drinking, no more getting fat every single day, getting a pound a day, no more, I've had it, period, end of story, enough is enough. I had come to the decision that I was going to get out of debt and I was going to become financially independent, and no longer will I have to depend on anybody for my finances. No longer would I put myself in a position where somebody could steal everything from me. That was the day, December 26th, enough is enough. I took an account for my life, and I decided to focus on what was good, what was right, what was noble, what was working. And it took me a long time to come up with that focus. And once I came up with that focus, everything changed for me. And I mean everything changed for me. I had such a movement in my spirit that December 26th, I got on the phone, and I acted like the millionaire that I was going to become. When I was still a homeless woman, when I still was 50 pounds overweight, when I still had no address, no physical address, when I still had no phone, when my husband still had drained my bank accounts and all of my dreams had been shattered, I got on the phone and acted like the millionaire that I was going to become. I got on the phone and acted, pretended like I had a multi-million dollar business like the one that I did wind up building. Do you understand me? You have to act as though it is already. You cannot get on the phone with who you are right now, meaning that if you're depressed and you're broke and things aren't working, you get on the phone with that mentality, that attitude, that thinking, and guess what? You're going to get no, thank you, no, it's not for me, no, I don't have the time, no, I don't have the money. That's what you're going to hear. Aren't you tired of that? If you're tired of that, then you've got to be in Dallas with me this weekend. Your life depends on it. Your future depends on it. I'm not joking you. It is scary to me when I look back and I think about the very first training seminar that I went to. In fact, the first six that I went to. If I had not gone, oh my gosh, you and I wouldn't be talking today. I wouldn't be in the middle of a book project today with a television producer. I wouldn't be in a situation where we've got thousands of testimonials of people who have succeeded. I wouldn't have my kids. I wouldn't be married to the man I'm married to. I mean, it's scary when I look back and I think, oh, God presented an opportunity to me. Thank you that I took it. Thank God that I took it. Because you never know what is going to be pivotal. You never, ever know when that one thing is going to make a big, huge difference. You never know where your divine appointment is going to be. You never know. You're not the one that gets to pick it. You're not. And so here we live in a place where we have a chance. I mean, if you're on these calls, oh, well, that's not necessarily true. Some people from communistic countries listening on these calls just for a gleam of hope and anything that they can do to change any part of their life, even though that they live in a country that is full of bondage. We have people from Afghanistan that are listening. We have people from Iraq that are listening. We have people from Israel that are listening. We have people from all over the world that listen in on this call. And so here's the deal. Most of you live in a situation where you have full freedom, physical freedom, no restrictions. And yet, we make decisions every day that keep us in bondage. We make decisions every day that make our life more complicated and harder. We make decisions every day that belittle our chances of success and balanced success and happiness in every area of our life. We make decisions every day like, well, I don't know who I'm supposed to talk to, so I guess I won't call anybody. We make decisions like, well, I can't afford to go to the seminar in Dallas, so I'll wait for the next one. We make decisions every day like, I don't know if I can do it, so I don't know if this is for me. I better put this on hold. You know, I'm really busy with the kids right now, and I'm a homeschooling mom, and I really don't have the time, and this really isn't going to work right now. Maybe in 6 months. We make decisions every single day that complicate our life, that completely belittle our potential, that snuffs out the vision, dreams, and passions and desires that we have. We make decisions every day that lead us down a path of complete mediocrity. When you can make a decision like I made 15 years ago to become victorious, instead of a victim, to live a victorious life, in control of my own decisions, in control of my own thoughts, you have that option. The choice is totally yours. And waiting for the perfect circumstances to present themselves is not an option. It's not an option to wait for the perfect circumstances. Those perfect circumstances are never going to arrive. Could you imagine? Listen to me right now. Could you imagine if I was waiting for the perfect circumstances 15 years ago? Could you imagine? I'm homeless. I'm $35,000 in debt. I'm fat. And I'm waiting for the perfect circumstances to arise for me to change my life? Tell me something. You know the answer to that. Would I still be homeless? Yeah. I would still be homeless. You've been presented with a beautiful opportunity to make a change for your life. Please, for the sake of your children or your grandchildren, for the sake of the community around you, for the sake of the lives that need to be affected by what you are doing, by being an entrepreneur and giving them an opportunity to be an entrepreneur, the lives that can be affected by what you're doing, which is working towards getting out of debt, which is having a better quality life with your family, with your spouse,
being less stressed out over finances because you're working towards getting those finances completely in order. I mean, look at this. Right now, we can bring two people on this call, two different types of people. Two people who just got started in a business, equal in experience, equal in talent, both in the same company, both having access to the same product, the same compensation structure, both having access to the DannyJohnson.com training system, having access to all those things, and we take two people, identical. And one of those people doesn't think it's going to work. So they don't do what they are told. They won't make their list of resources and contacts. They won't get on the website and listen to one archived call every day. That person who doesn't think it's going to work works it half-heartedly, meaning they're not even on this call. Or they're maybe zoning in and out of the call. Maybe they're watching television at the same time as trying to listen to this call. Maybe they're talking to their kid at the same time as listening to this call. That person who doesn't think it's going to work has no commitment, zero commitment. They are not going to get involved in any kind of lead generation program. They certainly aren't going to call anyone they know. That person who doesn't think it's going to work is certainly, sometimes going to show up to presentations, sometimes not. Sometimes going to get on conference calls, sometimes not. This person who doesn't think it's going to work is certainly, in most cases, not going to show up in Dallas, Texas. Why in the world would they make the investment of money and time? No way. It's too much. It's too easy to come up with excuses instead, like, I really can't afford it. Why? Because if you don't think it's going to work, why do you want to waste the money? Of course you don't want to waste the money if you don't think it's going to work. But if you are like that second person, you're that person who thinks it is going to work. And therefore you are teachable. And you are willing. And you're on that website every day listening to an archived call. And you're applying what you're learning. And you are gaining control over your mind and what you're focusing on. And you're getting on the phone and you are pretending to be the 6- or 7-figure income earner that you will be. And you're getting on the phone and you're pretending like it has already happened. You've already built a multi-million-dollar enterprise. And you already have 6- and 7-figure income earners in your business. Therefore, when you're talking to a prospect, you're not on trial, but they are. If you're that person that believes that you can, you're that person that is teachable, that is humble. You're that person that wouldn't dream of missing an opportunity to gain wisdom and skill and strategy at a first step to success like the one going on this weekend. You wouldn't dream of missing something like that. But the one who doesn't think it's going to work, they do everything in their power to make sure it doesn't work. And it happens on the subconscious as well as the conscious level. That when their upline gives them a call or their supervisor or their manager gives them a call, they do nothing besides give excuses. Some of them are flat-out lies. Others of them don't even realize that they're lying. Because I know this. If your life depended on it, you would find a way. If this was the last chance that you had, and you knew it was the last chance that you had, you would find a way. You would figure things out. There's no doubt in my mind. And it truly breaks my heart that 80% of the people that are listening to right now are going to make a choice that is going to be harmful to themselves now as well as in the future. It just is. And I don't know why God made it that way, but there's 20% of you that are going to step up. There's 20% of you that are going to say, yeah, let's go. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what the price is. I don't care what I have to do. I don't care how much discouragement I'm going through. I don't care how many people tell me no. I'm here forever. I'm here for the long haul. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to make it work. I'm going to master it. That is the person that is going to succeed. And so you have got to come to that conclusion that you're tired of being the one that is thinking it's not going to work. You're tired of the one thinking that you can't do it. You're tired of the one thinking that no one else you get started can do it. You got to get to that point where that's you, where you say, enough is enough already. I got to focus on what's right, what's good, what's working. So now that I explained that, I will answer those questions that are going on in your mind right now. Who do you talk to? You talk to people. You talk to people. But what people, Danny? Come on. Give me a break.
if I told you I will give you $10,000 if you call all 200 people that are on your list in the next 2 weeks, I know that you would call all 200 people on that list. If I had a check right in my hand, post-dated for 2 weeks from now for $10,000, and the stipulation was that you had to call all 200 people that was on your list of resources, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you would figure out how to pick up the phone and call the people. Fear would not be an issue. What to say would not be an issue. You would be on the phone inviting those people like crazy to come and check, take a look at that meeting. Do you understand? So it's really where there is a will, there is a way. And I hope and pray that you get deep inside of your mind, your soul, and your spirit, that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the only thing holding you back from a $10,000 paycheck is your excuses. That's it. That's the only thing holding you back from becoming all that you desire to be and having all that you desire to have is an excuse. That's it. Bottom line, period, end of story. So, who do you talk to? Well, there are several different markets that you can talk to. There is. And so you talk to people. Fish don't have any money. Neither do dogs. So you have to talk to human beings. Preferably human beings that are over the age of 18 because they have the ability to get in the business. If you talk to young men and women that are below the age of 18, well, then you're going to need to be able to get them to put you in front of their parents, which I've done, and it works, and I've sponsored those people and built huge businesses with things like that. So you have to talk to people. Now, here's the issue. Most of you are prejudging the people that are not on your list, meaning you haven't even made the list yet, meaning that you've been unteachable up to this moment, and you haven't even made the list of 200 names. And I know it's 80% of you that haven't even done that yet. So if you have not made that list of 200 names, you certainly cannot expect anybody else in your business to do the same thing. You're an absolute hypocrite if you haven't made the list and you're telling your new person today that they need to make their list of 200 names. So if you haven't made your own list yourself, you cannot expect to speak with authority or conviction that will cause that new person to make his list of 200 names. So if you want the authority to have someone, to tell someone what to do and have them follow through with it, then you certainly have to do the very simple step yourself, and that is make your list of 200 names. You make that list, you'll duplicate other people making that list. It's truly that simple. And so when you make that list, you can't prejudge anybody. Listen, I was new in this business at one point, and I really thought I didn't know anybody. And I really thought that, you know, anybody that I was going to talk to, they didn't want anything, they wouldn't want anything to do with it. And I understand some of you have, like, submitted yourself to that NFL club, you know, the No Friends Left club. That's just a big, fat, nasty excuse not to get over the fear of talking to those people. That's just a big, fat, ugly excuse, big, fat name club of an excuse. It's sick to me of this, of saying, I'm not willing to learn the skill that I need to be able to call those people. It is so simple to make that phone call and to confront those issues. You'll learn how to do that this weekend at First Steps. If you are part of that NFL and you want to learn a method that you can contact those people and disarm their judgment against you and have them open their minds, that is a First Steps to Success topic, not a free Monday night conference call. Now, so don't prejudge anybody on that list, including the ones you have in that No Friends Left club. Okay? You make a list of every age, shape, and size. You talk to every person that you possibly can. There's three different types of market of people that you can talk to. Number one is your warm market. That is your own personal list of resources. Okay? Number two is your lukewarm market. Those are people that you meet as you go about your day to day. People that you meet at the kids' school. People that you meet at the kids' game. People that you meet while you're doing business at the post office. People that you meet at a restaurant. People that you meet in a clothing store. People that you meet at the DMV. People that you meet wherever you go. However which way you live your life, I want you to open your eyes and go, oh my gosh, there's people all over the place. And there is. Okay, that is lukewarm market. And you can learn how to be able to start up a conversation very comfortably without being offensive, without getting objections, and have that person willingly give you a phone number and begging you to call them. Without getting into the thing of, oh, is this one of those network marketing things? Is this one of those pyramid deals? You know what? If you have people say that to you, that is because you are missing a gigantic skill that is so simple and easy to learn that if you tweak just a couple of things, I promise you it'll make a big difference in your business. You can learn a skill to be able to help you not provoke those kind of objections anymore. And in Dallas, people are going to learn how to do that. Okay, so then there is the cold market. The cold market are people that you don't know that you're going to meet. And those are people that you can get from advertising agencies, like, for example, Cutting Edge Media is an advertising agency I've worked with for years as a rep as well as a trainer. And they have produced some of the best leads I have ever gotten a hold of has been through their magazine, has been through advertising campaigns that they have done. Either private campaigns or just generic campaigns, both have been some of the best leads I have ever worked in my whole life. And so that's like one, that's one area where that is cold market. Another area is there's some of you that are very savvy with internet marketing. You know how to get pay-per-click, and generate leads that way. Through doing some good sales copy, driving to some really good websites that call people to action. The names and numbers that come from that, those are called cold leads. There's some of you that are good with newspaper ads, and you've got really good relationship with your local newspaper to where you're able to do that and do it effectively. And so that's another way. That's another form of cold market. Flyers, as well as, flyers, cold tap flyers on billboards, as well as flyers that some of you have the liberty to put on cars or what have you. There's little, you know, little poster board that you can put up on, you know, telephone poles or signs that you can put up, signs that you can put on your car. Those are all ways of generating cold leads, okay? So that can be done. As well as there's some of you that pull out the yellow pages or the white pages and you just start dialing for dollars, and that's another form of a cold lead, ice cold, shall I say. As well as genealogy reports, that is ice cold. That's way harder to work than an advertising campaign. So there you go. So that's a number of different ways that you can generate that's a number of different ways where cold market comes from. So I just gave you three different types of market. A lot of people like to run straight to the cold market. They get completely annihilated because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to say it, and they don't know how to deal with cold market. And they get annihilated. And some of them get discouraged and quit. That's about 80% of them. 20% of them forge ahead, push ahead. They get involved with things like our prospecting and closing class. Which there will be one in April. There will definitely not be one in March. There's a 99.9% chance that there is not a closing and processing class in the month of February, but there is one going to be taking place in the month of April. So you can be, you can't quite get yourself registered now. You can call the office and at least sign up on the waiting list because there will be a waiting list, no question, for that April processing closing class. So anyway, so there's those people that are deadly serious. They're going to, you know, get the kind of equipping that they need so that they can really do well in talking to people. When it comes to cold market, you're going to talk to a whole lot more people than you ever, ever would. I mean, you're going to talk to 9 to 10 times more people in cold market than you ever would in warm market or lukewarm market. Warm and lukewarm market are the easier markets to work, no question about it. Cold market is the most difficult because it needs the highest skill set to be able to do it. Not everybody can do that. And so, but everyone can learn how to work. Everyone can learn how to work cold market and do it effectively, no question. Everyone can learn, and a lot of people can do pretty good coming out of the gates with warm market as well as lukewarm market. After some training, of course. I'm not talking about just, you know, jump up and go for it. There are very, very, very few that jump up and go for it and find it really simple to do. Okay, so I handled that first question that was on your mind. The second question you had going on your mind was, where do I get the people? Okay, well, here's what is so awesome. You don't have to create the people. God already did. The creation of the people has already been done. They're already out there, and they're everywhere. Isn't that awesome? So that job is not yours. Where do you get the people? They're all over the place. I just gave you the three markets. Start fishing. There's lots of places to find them. Get involved with your local chamber meetings. Get involved with your local networking meetings, meaning, you know, all those business people that come together. There's the Christian Business Association. There's the, there's so many. There's so many networking groups that are out there where business people come together. If you're going to go to something like a networking meeting, like the business, you know, Businessmen's Network or the Women's Business Network or BNI, the Business Network International, if you're going to do things like that, I would certainly lead in those areas. If you're going to do something like a BNI where you get up and you talk about your business, lead with your products and hope to convert some of those people into reps later. If you go there to strategically just recruit, there's some people that just will not, as well as they will not give you any names and phone numbers, and they will feel very leery in having you talking to other people. So they might say, oh, they're one of those things. And here's why. It's because of other people in the past who have, like, messed up the name is really what it is. And so you don't want to conduct yourself in that traditional mentality. You can lead with your product, build a clientele, get people hooked on your product or service, have them get excited about it to the point where they just have to tell everybody else in that meeting about your product. Okay. So yes, aren't you glad? You don't have to create the people. That's already been done for you. I love that part. Okay, now the next question is, how do I do it? Okay, you ready? Open your mouth and say something. Yes. Say something. But Danny, how, what do I say? Hey, listen to me. If you have been in this industry for any length of time and you are still asking how, that's because you have far too much time on your hands. If you are still asking how and you've been around for 60 or 90 days, you have way too much time on your hands. You are spending all your time in excuse land and you are not in productivity land. And usually the people that are asking how are the ones who called 10 people and had no one show up for a business presentation. So now they're in how land. Get out of how land. How land does not make you any money. Getting busy land does. Go get results. Go call more. It's so funny when I have people say to me all the time, like, you know, I talk to all of my friends and all of them were not interested. Really? Okay, how many friends did you actually call? 25? So you're trying to tell me you're 50 years old and you only know 25 people, that's all? No. Where's the other 175 that you should have had on your list of 200? I haven't called those people. Oh, okay, so you've only called 25 friends, not 200 friends. Okay, cool. All right, so out of the 25, how many of them showed up to a business presentation? 15? Oh, okay. So you have 15 people show up, and how many bought something or signed up as a rep? 10? Oh! Okay, so what you just told me was that you called all of your friends, and none of them are interested, was not completely true. That's just how you were feeling at the moment, right? Yeah. Okay, so you called 25, 15 showed up, and 10 did something. Yeah? Okay, so check that out. So you're really looking at the 15 that did nothing, and you're ignoring the 10 who did something. Yeah? Focus is in the wrong place. Go get another 25. Because for every 25 people that you talk to, you're going to wind up 10 that sign up. So that means out of the 200 that you have, 200 divided by 25 is 8. So that means you have 80 people that you'll be signing up in your business out of your list of 200 names. Listen, it all boils down to a law of averages. That's all it boils down to. So how do you do your business? You get on the phone. You read the script book, the script book that you can find on our website, DannyJohnson.com. Click on products. Find the script book. It is the number one product that leaves our warehouse every single day to the tune of hundreds and hundreds every single month. Okay? So here, and it, why? Because it works. When people use it and they get good training on it, guess what happens? They wind up recruiting like maniacs. They get over their fear. They wind up just boldly bringing people into their business left and right. And guess what the first thing is they tell their people, their new person they brought in? You need the scripted. It is not an option for you not to have it. Go to DannyJohnson.com right now and order it. Because it works and it gets results, people are recommending that thing to the tune of hundreds and hundreds every single month. Okay? Every single month. That's crazy. To have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, actually nearly 1,000 of those script books to leave the warehouse. Why? Because
It is working for people. And when something works for people, they can't shut up about it, and they make sure every person they bring in gets a hold of that script book. You've got to line it. You've got to look at the results. And so how is you read one of those scripts, whether it's warm market, lukewarm, or cold market script. You use the other script on page 4 to close people. So you use the script to invite them to a presentation. They go to the presentation, then you read the closing script to them. Okay, so they see the presentation, whether it's on the web, on a conference call, or a live meeting, okay, or they've reviewed information, however which way that you expose them to your full business package, okay, so they see that, then you read another script to them. I'm telling you how to do it, okay? After you read that script, you get them started. You don't talk their ears off. You don't talk them into it. You let them talk themselves into it. You want to learn how to let people to talk themselves into it? Make sure you own the North Carolina CDs. The CDs that were produced in North Carolina, these are 10 CDs. It's 10 hours of absolute cutting-edge equipping for your business, for your families as well. You want to learn how to manage your time in the midst of all of this? Running your children's life, your husband, your wife's life, as well as your home life, plus your job and your business, you need to know how to manage your time. Clearly, you need to know how to manage your time. No question. Okay? So, you learn how to get people to talk themselves into the business. Then you begin some on-the-job training with these people. Once you've done the on-the-job training with these people, now you begin the leadership development that is driving them to getting involved with DannyJohnson.com. They get involved with the free website. Some of them are going to go to First Steps to Success. Some of them are going to be a part of the prospecting and closing coaching classes. Some of them are going to get on this Monday night call every single week, and some of them won't. Most of them actually won't. But the few that will are going to build a great business for themselves and change their lives, no question. I hate that saying, change your life, but it's really the truth of what happened. There's no other way to explain it. Okay, so how do you do it? I just explained how you do it. That is the system that you're going to work people through, okay? Next question was going through your head, but what do I say? Are you ready? I have an awesome answer for you. It is key. It's pivotal. Are you ready? The answer to what do I say is say something. Something would be good. Listen. How much easier do we have to spell it out for you? We have it in a script book. And if that wasn't easy enough for you, where we gave you the words, we then put 2 CDs in the script book. Enough? Where you just have to listen to them to get trained on how to use a script book. Oh, my gosh. Where it's like how to read the script. It's in there. Like, meaning not what you say, but how you say it. The how you say it is in the CDs. The what to say is what you read in the script book. The how to say it is in the CDs. I mean, it doesn't get more easier than that. But say something. Something would be good. You've got to mature enough to get past the mindset of I got to figure this out. I know some of you right now. In fact, I would say probably 400 of the 600 that are heading to Dallas right now are going, you know, I'm going to wait until after Dallas, until I get some training from Danny before I get busy. No! Don't do that! Please! You're going to make us look bad, you and us. No, get busy. Get experience right now, this week. Come to First Steps having made 100 phone calls. Come to First Steps having gotten on the phone at least 100 times. This week, I'm not joking you. I used to prospect 30 to 60 people a day. That's who I used to talk to, physically talk to. And so get on the phone, all that massive action this week before First Steps. Why? Because if you're waiting for First Steps to motivate you, you're going for the wrong reason. But if you're going because you're working your business and you're there, you're going, oh, hey, what about this? Because you tried something and you need to tweak it. Because if you go there with some experience, fresh, this week experience, things that you've done, processing, making things happen this week, guess what? You're going to go to First Steps with a totally different mindset. Meaning that, let's look at a scale of 1 to 10, the mindset of a champion. 1 being someone that's doing nothing and is negative, 10 being someone that is a champion, that are getting results, making it happen, moving into a 6 or 7 figure income. If you come to you have a choice. You can come to First Steps as a 2, so someone who's like thinking it's possible but still isn't doing anything, or you can come to First Steps as a 5, someone who thinks it's possible and at least giving it their best shot, actively talking to people, actively working that script, actively making things happen. When you come to First Step of the 5, I can build you up to a 10. But if you come as a 2, with you. Do you understand? So at least this week, raise your level as a champion by getting busy and doing something. Okay? Because when you come to First Steps and you've already got this week fresh, I've talked to people, this is what they said, this is how I do it, you're coming with a different area of questions versus questions that are truly elementary versus questions that are all about excuses. Get beyond your excuses before you come to First Steps. Okay? Because then you're going to be pushed up to a higher level leaving First Steps versus coming to First Steps and getting put up to a normal level where you should already be. Okay? So get busy this week. Get busy this week. And oh my gosh, the combination between you and me, it's huge. It's enormous. And if you were on the phone, making things happen, talking to people, and let's say that nothing came out of it, but you were just talking to people till you had cotton mouth and a sore throat, I want it to be you have no voice when I meet you on Saturday. Did you hear me? When you meet us for registration on Friday night from 7 to 9, when you meet us on Friday night from 7 to 9 for registration and you have no voice, guess what? You did awesome. You did amazing. I'm so proud of you if you have no voice when you show up Friday night. Come with no voice, not just because you're screaming at yourself, but because you talked so much to so many people that you lost your voice. That's how it should be. In fact, we'll be looking for those that have no voice because you took me up on this challenge today. Okay, so what do I say? Something would be good, okay? The script book has it laid out for you. How to say it is also in that script book. No matter what you say, there is a law of averages. No matter what you say, there is a law of averages. And the law of averages are this, that for however many people you talk to, there's a certain amount that say yes, there's a certain amount that say later. There's a certain amount that say no. There's a certain amount that don't answer the phone. Okay? And everybody has a law of averages. I will tell you that my law of averages in the beginning was zero for thousands. I talked to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, and all of them did nothing. Whether they didn't show up, they didn't answer the phone, or they did show up and said, no, I'll think it over, I need to go to my spouse, I don't have the money, call me back in 2 weeks. Okay, so I was 0 for thousands. I was 0 for nothing, man, I was terrible. So that was my law of average, 0 for 0. No, and not 0 for 0, 0 for about 1,000 people. I probably talked to that amount of people in that 6 months. Okay, 0 for 1,000. Or like my friend Sandy, 0 for 3,000. Okay, that was my law of averages in the beginning. Oh, gosh. And literally, it took, literally, after that 6 months of failure, and then I went to a training seminar, right after that, man, my numbers got crazy. I talked to hundreds and hundreds in that 8 days and brought in 25 people into my business. Hundreds of people I set for a business presentation and had 25 of them say, yes, here's my check, and many of them for $5,000 is what it cost them to get started. Isn't that crazy? In fact, 5 of them for $5,000 equals $25,000. Isn't that beautiful? Okay, that's the law of averages. Okay, so you got to figure out what your law of averages are. Like I was saying before, like the person who said they called 25 people, right? And then they had, 15 of them actually agree. I hate figuring this part out. They had 15 of the 25 actually show up, which is more than 50%. I'm going to call it, let's say it's 60%. Let me look. Yep, perfect. That was a good guess. Okay, so 60% of the people showed up. So that means 6 for every 10 people that you would talk to will actually show up to a presentation. Okay, and then out of the 15 that took a look, if 10 signed up, that is like 75%. Yeah. 74%, 15 times 74%, oh, something like that. Let's call it 72%. 72%? Yeah, we're going to call it 71%. So, yeah, out of 15, if you had 15 people show up and you had 10 sign up, that's a 71% closing ratio. That's outrageous. So that's for every 10 that you bring to a meeting, 7 sign. Okay, with warm market, that is very likely. With lukewarm market, that is very likely. That is very common. Those kind of numbers are very common for lukewarm and warm market. Very uncommon for cold market by far. Very uncommon. I mean, very, very, very uncommon. Very small percentage of people that have that high of a closing ratio working cold leads. But very common for warm market people.
Okay, it's just most people don't get through their warm market. They don't at all. So there you go. So you have a law of average for, you know, and you're the only one that can figure that out. That's what I do in my classes. I help people figure out what that law of averages is. For how many people, you know, does it take for you to talk to? For every 10 people that you show the business to, maybe one of them signs up. That's your law of averages. Do you understand? Okay, so there you go. You have to figure out what that is. You can't figure out what your law of average is until you open your stinking mouth and read a script. Okay, and then here's the next one. How many people do I talk to? Okay, I've got a great answer. I know a lot of people ask that question. Here is your answer. Here's a guarantee. I can give you a guarantee about how many people to talk to. Well, if you talk to no people, it's a guarantee, no results. Yep. If you talk to no people, you're going to get no results. If you talk to some people, you're going to get some results. If you talk to lots of people, you're going to get lots of results. That is truly how it works. So you can be the one to determine how many people you want to talk to. What I will tell you is that 90% of the time in my prospecting and closing classes, 90% of the people in those classes are not talking to enough people, and that's merely the reason why they are depressed and have no confidence and are full of fear. And it's just because they do not have enough activity going on. That is clearly the reason why, is that they're just not talking to enough people. They have a law of averages that they don't realize that they have, and because they're not talking to enough people, they've gotten the business so on the zeros in their numbers versus what's against the zero. Does that make sense? Meaning most of you are just not talking to enough people, especially those of you working full-time. So let me give you a guideline. 80% of your time, if you're working full-time in your business, actually, no matter how many hours you work in your business, you need to be working 80% of your time in the area of prospecting. 80% of the time has to be in prospecting. So if you're working, let's say, 20 hours a week in your business, 80% of the time, 20 times 80%. Is 16 hours. That's a total of 16 hours that you should be doing prospecting. Now, what I find is that if you're, let's say, doing 200 dials a week, that is nowhere near 16 hours of prospecting. And let me teach you how to break that down. If you look at it, how long does it take you to do a dial? And I know my pen doesn't want to work for me. Come on, you bozo. It still doesn't want to work for me, even though I call it a bozo. Sometimes that works, though. Okay. I'll use a pencil. Okay, so if you're doing 200 dials, okay, and that could be lukewarm or warm. I mean, that could be warm market or cold market. That really is not the issue. But if you're looking at 200 dials, here's the deal. How long does it take to do a dial? Some people, they say about 15 seconds. Some people say it takes about a minute. Okay, so I'm gonna say, you know, let's just call it 45 seconds. It's ring, ring, ring. If you leave a message, then it's a little bit. If you leave a message, it's gonna take a minute. If you don't leave a message and you call on the third try and then leave that last message, then that's a different story. But I'm gonna call it 45 seconds just for fun. Okay, so 45 seconds times 200. Oops. So you have 45 seconds times 200 equals 9,000 seconds. Divided by 60 to make it into minutes, divided by 60 again to turn it into an hour, gives me 2.5 hours to make 200 dials. Okay, and if out of 200 dials, let's say that you got a hold of, let's say, 30 people, okay, which is very common if you're working cold leads. Let's say you got a hold of and you had 30 conversations. Well, it should take about 10 to 15 minutes, let's call it 12 minutes, to have a conversation. That's 360 minutes divided by 60 to make it into an hour. That's a total of 6 hours of conversations that you had. And let's say out of the 30 that you wound up having 10 people actually go to the presentation. And so, and there's a number of you that do it a lot of different ways. Some of you just direct people to a website, which takes none of your time at all. Others of you three-way in people into a half an hour conference call. Some of you to an hour conference call. Some of you bring people to a live meeting. For the sake of time, some of you three-way them into a four-minute or an eight-minute recorded message. I'm just going to say 30 minutes because that's a good midway point for all of you. And so for those of you that sit through an hour-long presentation with the person or for those of you that direct it to a website, takes no time at all, then I'm going to say 30 minutes. So you have 10 people times 30, okay? So you have 10 times 30 minutes, okay, is 300 minutes divided by 60 to break it into hours, that's a total of 5 hours, okay? So now the close on 10 people is, you know, 5 minutes per person, so that's 50 minutes total. So here's what I have.
I have 2.5, and then 6, and then 5, and then I have less than an hour. So I've got roughly 14 hours. I'm going to say 14 hours. I'm going to say 14 hours. I'm going to just round it up to 14 hours. Okay, so we have a total of 14 hours. Roughly about 14 and a half hours that we have accounted for with 200 dials. And again, that's 200 dials. If you have 30 conversations, if you're sitting through a presentation with somebody and you went to close all 10 of those people, now we're at 14 and a half hours for your business. You're supposed to have 16 hours of prospecting. Now, obviously, that's different with how, you know, you work your business model, but that's 14 and a half hours. You should have 16 hours if you're working your business 20 hours a week. So that means you have to increase your dials another hour and a half, talk to more people, and you're going to wind up with more results, no question. Okay, so there you go. There you go, there you go. 80% of the time in prospecting, 19% of your time in training, 1% of your time in problem solving. That's what it should be. Okay, I answered all those questions that are fishing around in 80% of your heads right now, and I hope and pray that you take what I have told you and you ignite it. If you're moving from unteachable to teachable, meaning you're sitting there going, you know what, I got to get serious, I got to build this thing, I'm tired of messing around, it's time for me to go for it 100% fully committed. If that's you and you came to that place tonight, I'm going to see you in Dallas, Texas. But dang, that's not enough time to book a plane ticket. Listen, I've had people book a plane ticket in 36 hours notice before. In 36 hours, my friend Rohini, all the way from Washington, D.C., flew all the way out to Hawaii on 36 hours notice after being unemployed for a year and a half. Didn't have the money, totally destitute, broke. And she was told, don't go to that training seminar alone. She grabbed a friend of hers who she'd been dating at the time. The two of them jumped on a plane with 36 hours notice from Washington, D.C., and flew halfway across the world to Honolulu, Hawaii. Changed her entire being that weekend. Was no longer addicted to a particular drug. Came out of there, made $2,000 her first 2 weeks part-time. Next month, brought 14 people with her back to that seminar, made $5,000. Her third month, made $14,000. She's been a consistent six-figure income earner for the last 13 years. The woman has, her and her husband both have generated multiple six figures because of what they have learned out of those training seminars on 36 hours notice. I know this. She would still be broke. She would not be married to the guy, by the way, who she took to that seminar with her. I'll tell you that right now. They wouldn't have the three beautiful children that they have, and they would not have seen the outrageous income, the homes that they bought, the trips to Greece, the trips to Australia, the trips to Jamaica, the trips to Europe, the trips to France, the trips all over the world that she has gone, that because of the tips and techniques that she learned out of First Steps on that 36 hours notice has applied, and for 14 years now, has had a luxurious life. Her husband is an engineer, learned how to increase his skills with people, and he learned in that seminar how to increase his job to go from $35,000 a year to $250,000 a year. In a matter of a few years, that man climbed the corporate ladder from what he learned at First Steps to Success and creating a dynasty. Give me a break. He wasn't even in the industry, and he learned in just a few years by coming over and over again. Ro has been to over 80 First Steps seminars. Her husband's been to at least 30 First Steps seminars, and he came because he saw an increase in his job and went from a cubicle engineer, low man on the totem pole, in his 20s, making $250,000 a year. Not because so much of his skill being advanced, but his skill in dealing with people, his skill in developing teams, his skill advancing working with his bosses, and learning how to find the needs of the company and how to figure out how to fill them. So he made himself extremely valuable through a business training seminar that he wasn't even involved in. Are you there? Are you with me? So I don't care how much notice this is. Get over it. I promise you this, you won't regret it. You'll be so proud of yourself that you overcome an excuse. You'll be so proud of yourself that you're learning stuff, and you'll be going home applying stuff, and you're going to shock yourself by the end of this month. I promise you will. Okay, guys, other than that, it's time to go, and I can't wait to see you. I am so excited to be there with you. And I am blessed to be in business with you, and I am blessed to call you our business associates and friends. I am blessed to be working a mission with you and impacting people's lives with you. I am blessed to be a part of the businesses that you are a part of and doing as well as you're doing. We are just completely encouraged and blessed by your very presence in the marketplace. And we are truly proud of you. You're doing an awesome, awesome, awesome job. So for those of you new here in this call for the first time, step up. You can do it. Go for it. Listen, if this young girl can come from where I came from, so can you.